Already we are at the beginning of the third week of Lent, a time of penance and reflection, as we remember the 40 days Jesus spent in the desert and prepare to celebrate his resurrection at Easter. I have always found this time particularly meaningful and uplifting, and this year I have discovered, with just a little extra thought and the desire to give, it can really become something of a life-changing experience. I'm talking about a special initiative set up by Christian Aid, which invites you to take a fresh look at the good things in your life and respond through giving, reflection, action or prayer. It's very simple, really, and as David Brand, Church Appeals Officer at Christian Aid in London, told me, what it really boils down to is aligning your blessing with your giving. But first of all, I asked David, tell me briefly what Christian Aid does.
Christian Aid exists as an organisation really to help in the fight to eliminate world poverty. And part of that is working with the churches in the UK and Ireland to challenge them, to enthuse them, to engage them with the fight against poverty.
We're speaking today as we are in Lent, and I noticed, perusing your website, a very nice initiative. From what I understand, it's not new. It's a calendar. It's called Count Your Blessings 2010, which makes me think that maybe it started a few years ago.
That's correct. It started around about 5 or 6 years ago, and it's been incredibly popular. In fact, it's been especially popular this year. It's quite a low-tech resource as when you see it, but that appeals greatly to many supporters, just to engage them in a personal reflective sense in the Lenten period with what they can do in the fight against poverty.
Tell us about it. What is it? It says, put this calendar on your notice board or fridge. And then?
Sure, absolutely. It's a calendar which is split into 7 weeks, the 7 weeks in Lent 2010. Each week focuses on a different aspect of poverty, from food security, secure livelihoods, clean water, children education, for instance. And for each day during each week, there's a certain thought or reflection which the person using the Count Your Blessings calendar can take part in, to encourage them to reflect on their blessings in their life, maybe to pray about the issues that they're learning about, and to sometimes donate a small amount of money to Christian Aid in accordance with the blessings that they receive in their own lives.
Right. In fact, you're speaking of blessings. It's called Count Your Blessings. Usually we associate Lent as a time of penance, as it is.
Sure.
But you're inviting people to actually look at the good things in their own lives and try and change the lives of others living in more difficult conditions, right?
Yes, that's right. It's as you say, Lent is often the time for thinking about giving something up, but we've kind of turned it on its head in a way, in that we're encouraging our supporters and people who are interested to think about the blessings that they receive in their lives on a daily basis from God, whether that's an education or clean water or the use of a toilet or any of those things. But we encourage people also to reflect on the millions, if not billions, of people in the world who don't have access to those, what we think of as basic provisions, and encourage people to really reflect about that and see what they can do to make a difference towards people living in poverty.
Now, as you said, every day has a thought, a short thought, which is really easy to read and to take stock of.
Sure.
But each one of them is very, very, very poignant. Can I choose one? Let's say Monday, the 1st of March, which was when this full program will be going out. It says, every 20 seconds a child dies from a disease associated with dirty water. Give 20p for each time you washed your car last year.
That's right, yes. Around 1.1 billion people in the world don't have access to clean running water within sort of a reasonable distance from their home. And as you said, every 20 seconds a child dies from a disease associated with dirty water. But then you think about the ways in which we use water in developed nations, and washing a car is obviously one way in which we use water maybe quite easily. And we just encourage people to align their blessing with their giving. And in this case, give 20 pence for each time they washed their car in the last year. And people really find this to be very helpful, a way of reflecting on their blessings in their life, and also marrying that to their giving and their work towards eliminating poverty around the world. It's quite a simple concept, really, but one which has been very poignant, as you say.
Well, the fact that you give such simple practical advice, I'm sure, really does encourage people to actually take action. I mean, on Thursday, it's mind-boggling. It says toilet flushing accounts for about a third of household water usage. You probably flush away as much water in a day as you drink in a whole month. And then you advise people to place a brick in their cistern today to save water.
Yes, it's quite an incredible statistic when you read it. My colleague was involved in researching for this particular calendar, and he came up with various statistics linked with poverty around the world. And it does take you aback every time you read it and engage with the statistics on the calendar. It's amazing that, as you say, a third of household water usage is accounted for by flushing the toilet. And if we can save a bit by putting a brick in the cistern and with your water meter accordingly saving some money, maybe giving that money towards poverty alleviation work.
Now, as you were saying before, each week has a theme. After the living water, there's tomorrow's child, mm-hmm. our changing climate, rights and justice, and life in the Holy Land. Would you like to pick one out, one that you find particularly meaningful?
Sure. I think maybe week one is particularly interesting. It staggers me that there's nearly a billion people in the world who really don't know where the next meal is coming from. And that's something I've just taken for granted, eating my lunch here in London. And yet, it's easy for me to go down the street and buy some food or to take some luncheon with me to work. And yet, there's that many people who don't know where the next meal is coming from. And that's something which is particularly poignant as you go throughout the day. It just strikes me just at this moment in time, in fact.
Another one that strikes me is the one on illiteracy, on the fact that 855 million people in the world are illiterate, 70% of them female. And you say here, give 2p for each item in the room that has text printed on it.
Yes, it's amazing how we take for granted an education in the developed world. Most of us have been able to read and write since a very early age. And you think about that proportion of people, especially women in the world, who haven't had access to education and therefore maybe can't read or write. And you think of the knock-on effects of that in terms of poverty. If you can't read or write, how do you go about applying for or getting a job in many senses? And then how do you earn money? Therefore, how do you get your next meal? How do you sustain your family life? And yes, it's interesting to note that, especially with clean water and poverty, clean water and education, they're two of the building blocks in eliminating poverty. If we can address people having clean water and therefore a healthier life and education, it enables them to earn money and be healthy and work their own way out of poverty, which is really what Christian Aid is all about. It's about empowering our beneficiaries as such to work their own way out of poverty with a helping hand up from people in the developed world.
And that is raising the awareness also of the so many million who do not live in developing countries.
That's right. There's a great deal of awareness raising to be done. We often take for granted, as we said just earlier, how blessed we are in the developed world. And as you say, it's about educating people as to what world poverty is. It's about standing against the systems and structures that keep people poor in the world by campaigning against them. That's something that Christian Aid is particularly strong on. And also, of course, giving some money, fundraising to address the symptoms of poverty in the world.
Now, week seven, I see, is dedicated to life in the Holy Land. Why did Christian Aid choose this very particular theme?
Yes, it's a very complex issue of life in the Holy Land, but one where poverty is a great issue. People are affected by the conflict there, obviously, and they are affected by many of the issues that affect people in the sense of poverty around the world. But it's something which Christian Aid is particularly interested in and works, as you say, with all faiths and none to work to the whosoever to alleviate poverty, yes.
David, I see, reading your website again, that there's a children's version of Count Your Blessings that is also available.
That's right.
Is that successful and how does that work?
Yeah, certainly. It runs along a similar line to sort of adult version of Count Your Blessings, with different sort of thoughts to engage the children and to different amounts of money to give. But I encourage people to look online at www.christianaid.org.uk/Lent and you can peruse the calendar yourself. And it's something which children can engage with poverty in their way, their issues around poverty in their own way. And as you say, education and awareness raising is particularly important when it comes to changing the mindset of people about world poverty. And if we can encourage our children to become part of that. That's all good.
And do you encourage the children to actually give maybe a part of their own pocket money?
It's something if they choose to do that. Some children do that. Obviously, they don't have to if they don't want to, obviously. But it's something which we encourage people. We have people of all ages who will donate small amounts of money according to what they feel they can give, and that's really good.
Okay, so for those of you listeners, let's say, who have downloaded the calendar, who know the calendar, who have actually decided to take up the challenge and put aside 2p or 20p or whatever the small amount may be, what will they do with the money at the end of the Lenten season?
Sure, the particular supporters can send this into Christian Aid. The money from Count Your Blessings goes into a sort of a more general fund, which is then divided out to partners all around the world, as you could see from the examples in the calendar. Christian Aid works with partner organisations in many countries in the world. I think about 50 countries in the world. And the money is split out as the need is greatest.
Thank you so much, David. Is there anything else you'd like to add to that? Anything you'd like to say to Vatican Radio's listeners in this rather special time of the year?
Yeah, it's a really great time to Lent, is to reflect and to be quiet and to listen to God's voice, I think. And as we are thinking about giving things up, just also take time to reflect upon people in the world who really, in some cases, don't have much to give up and are fighting poverty day by day. And just I'll encourage people to just think and reflect on their own blessings, and if they feel they'd like to support Christian Aid in this way, that'd be absolutely great.
And whatever you choose to do, do take the trouble to go onto Christian Aid's webpage and open up that calendar. Believe me, it's worth it. It's full of interesting and thought-provoking information, and it really can, in a very simple way, help us not to forget those who struggle, those whose greatest need is lost among our riches.